Someone wondered what would have happened if there had been three wise women instead of three wise men. So they went ahead and answered it. The three wise women would have asked for directions, arrived on time, helped deliver the baby, cleaned the stable, make a casserole, and given practical gifts. I shared that several years ago. I thought I could do it again. There's that always that question, what would happen if it had been women? A pastor's family was on the way to the Christmas Eve service. And the son on the way said, "Dad, are you going to let us enjoy this Christmas, or are you going to try to explain it to everybody?" So all of us preachers need that question on our study wall. I want to be brief tonight, very brief, because we want to keep this time together brief. So I'm going to share just a little thing. John Fisher shared his family's story about how they used to do Christmas Eve. "Our family lived in a small Massachusetts town where we developed a special family tradition around the Christmas Eve service at our church. Since the church was only two blocks away, we would always walk to and from the service regardless of the weather. The cold night air and the Christmas lights all added to the festivity of the evening, and if there was a light snow, that was even better. The service, of course, always ended with a candle lighting ceremony accompanied by singing of Silent Night. And, of course, for this, each person received a small handheld candle as we came in. And at the appropriate time, the church was darkened, and the pastor would light his candle from the Advent candle and then light one candle on the front row from which the whole room would soon be glowing as the flame was passed from person to person. This is where our own family tradition took over. We wouldn't blow out our candles at the end of the service like everyone else did. We would keep our candles going after the service all the way home to light our own Yule log that was waiting in the fireplace. It became very symbolic, from Advent candle to living room fire, from spiritual fire to home fire burning. This light always started our Christmas hope. I remember the year the wind was so cold and strong that we all had to huddle tightly to keep our candles from going out, slowly inching our way against the storm, lighting and relighting from whoever had their flame still burning, our backs to the wind and our faces glowing in the flickering wick. We had a couple of close calls that year, and it was our little sister Annie who, for some reason, kept her candle going for the rest of us. I've always cherished this memory as a picture of faith and fellowship, how we pass the light of faith on to each other, and how when we stick together, everyone's important. And sometimes the smallest and weakest keep the light burning. It's our prayer for each other that each family would really generate a special experience this year that would keep on going as we celebrate the birth and the gift of Jesus himself. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And may this word, this text, this verse shine bright amidst all the darkness of this time in our world, in many people's lives. May the gospel of the only begotten Son being given, that whoever would believe would not perish but have everlasting life. Let's bow together. Father, tonight we celebrate the light of the world, and we confess that often we are overwhelmed by the darkness, particularly in this last month or so, so much chaos, division, anger, confusion. We pray that the light of the world would be seen, that those who do not know Jesus himself, we know that the scripture says the only reason a person would not know Christ is that their eyes would be blinded by the God of this world. We pray that the light of the world would be seen. And after this Christmas holiday, in just a few days from now, when things start getting back to routine, that each of us who know Christ, who claim to know Him, who seek to be faithful, we would radiate that light. People would see Jesus in us, because Christ in us is the hope of glory. In His name we pray. Amen.